From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Capitol Hill today, Democrats stepped up their criticism both of the case the president made for invading Iraq and of how the U.S. occupation is being carried out. Traveling with the president today in Africa, Secretary of State Powell countered some of that criticism. NPR's David Wellner reports.
One Democrat has been critical of the administration's Iraq policies ever since talk of an invasion began last summer. And today, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia was on the offensive again in an impassioned speech on the Senate floor.
Iraq is fast becoming an urban guerrilla shooting gallery with U.S. troops as the targets.
But many other Democrats here have been reluctant until now to question publicly a widely approved invasion, especially those who voted last fall to give President Bush war powers. Missouri's Ike Skelton is the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. Though he supported invading Iraq, Skelton today told Tommy Franks, the general who carried out that action, that there appears to be a lack of planning there for reconstruction. As Skelton put it to Franks, it's a day-by-day, catch-as-you-can situation.
I have a fear that the pattern that we see now, if left unchecked, we may find ourselves, General, in the throes of guerrilla warfare for years.
Franks, appearing before the Armed Services Committee, replied that U.S. troops will be involved in Iraq for possibly 4 more years. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi met with reporters and raised questions about President Bush's declaration in his January State of the Union address that Iraq had sought to buy uranium in Africa. She noted that it's an assertion the White House now says should not have been made.
Within a matter of days following the State of the Union, Secretary Powell chose not to use that information, making his case at the UN. So I think this raises some very serious questions about why the administration would have had that allegation in a speech that's as important as the State of the Union.
Asked by reporters today in South Africa about that State of the Union allegation, Secretary of State Powell defended the president's including it and his own decision not to include it.
We did not believe that it was appropriate to use that example anymore. It was not standing the test of time. And so I didn't use it, and we haven't used it since. But to think that somehow we went out of our way to insert this single sentence into the State of the Union address for the purpose of deceiving and misleading the American people is an overdrawn, overblown, overwrought conclusion.
Several Democrats today also questioned whether there are enough troops in Iraq to get the job of reconstruction done. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, a Vietnam veteran who's also running for president, said the administration should not let pride get in the way of seeking troops from France and Germany through NATO for Iraq.
This needs to be a global response. And I learned a long time ago in Vietnam what happens when pride gets in the way of making honest decisions. We carried that war on for too many years because of pride. And I refuse to see us now put American soldiers at risk because we're unwilling to step up and say, where the world is prepared to be part of this.
In response, the Republican National Committee accused Democrats of playing politics with Iraq. But another Republican, Senator John McCain of Arizona, was critical as well, saying it's time for some straight talk about Iraq.
I think the American people need to be told directly, look, we're going to be there for quite a while. It's going to cost us quite a bit of money, and give some estimate of that and what we can expect.
McCain said he was sure if President Bush were to spell out those challenges, he'd have the American people's support. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.